This morning we have some guests joining us here by phone and in person. In the studio with me this morning is Sierra Hoig. She is the market manager for Produce in the Park as they prepare for the spring celebration market coming up on Saturday, April 4th. And also we're joined on the phone this morning by Luke Meisenheimer of Hoopy Hollow Ranch, and he's going to have a special part to play in this celebration market coming up here very soon as well. Thank to both of you for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us, Jim.
Very good.
My pleasure.
You betcha. Well, Sierra, I want to start with you first. Let's lay the stats down here. We got spring yeah. celebration market. We've had several of the holiday special off-season markets, mm-hmm. if you want to call it that. There's really no off-season anymore yeah. with produce in the park.
No.
But they've all been pretty successful, right?
Yeah. No, they've been great. So we've been doing markets. You know, we did boutique for Halloween. We did harvest market for Thanksgiving, Christmas market, sweetheart market. And this is our last one. We've got five in the series, spring celebration market, the day before Easter.
Very good. So it's spring, so we're all excited about that. Indoors, yes. outdoors, we want to have a lot of fun. I'm sure we'll see a lot of the things that we enjoy at the typical markets again at this one.
Yes, absolutely. So yes, April 4th at the YMCA, we are going to have always, you know, delicious fresh produce. I am excited about, you know, Bridgewater Farm always bringing carrots, fresh greens, sweet potatoes. I mean, every time I talk with you, Jim, I say I can't believe how much produce we have this time of year, and it still stands all year round, like you said. But in addition, you know, we've got some excellent meat vendors. We're going to talk with Luke in a second here, who has lamb, pork, beef, and chicken, you know, our farm fresh eggs, honey, baked goods, all sorts of craft items, all the usual farmers market stuff, plus all the usual fun that you expect at a produce in the park market.
You bet. Well, you touched on it, so let's bring Luke into the conversation
yeah.
here, too. Luke, you have a special part in this, too. The lambs, that's kind of your thing at Hoopy Hollow Ranch. So tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing this week.
Yeah, we're actually going to bring, we have a pair of bottle lambs that their mother had a milking issue, so we actually had to take care of them this winter. And we are going to bring them along with us when we come to the market. My wife and stepson named them Kit and Kat, but they are going to be tagging along with us and coming up to the market so people can kind of see them, pet them, and get close interaction with a pair of lambs while they come visit the market and stock up on all the goodies.
Yeah, you bet. So this will be an outdoor activity then?
It will be.
Yep.
Those lambs will be like right outside the YMCA when you're walking in. Yep. And then inside the Y, we're going to have all of the vendors and the bounce house and the face painting.
Okay. So, Luke, you've got the door greeters then.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll be outside greeting everybody with a pair of lambs at the door. And, of course, we will also have our booth set up there with a bunch of fresh lamb guts available for anybody that wants to stock up on lamb gear ready for their Easter meal.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Well, Easter is the very next day, so it's a perfect timing for all of this. Who gets more kick out of the opportunity to see and pet the lambs, the adults or the kids?
I think it's almost split right down the middle. I think everybody kind of gets a little kick. Everybody likes baby animals, I think, when they're small. So I think everybody kind of gets a little kick out of them when they're that age.
You know, it seems like there was a time not too long ago when a lot of people would have a few lambs, you know, around the homestead if they had a rural space, because you don't need a lot of room for those. But now it seems like it's fewer and far between. Do you get a lot of folks who this is their first and only opportunity?
Yeah. The lamb and sheep herd numbers, they've kind of been going down like cattle. There's not very many of them out there, and there's definitely not very many people selling lamb meat local. That's what we get a lot when we go to the produce in the park, is people can't find that and don't really know anybody that feeds lamb.
Yeah.
So it's nice to talk to people, give them information about it, and of course share pictures and everything. And this time, instead of sharing pictures, we actually have the live animals there. So I think a lot of people are going to enjoy actually seeing them and feeling their wool and petting them and actually seeing the actual animal itself.
Well, you might get a few 4-H and FFA members who have a few helpful tips for you too.
Yeah, that I will always take advice. I'm always willing to learn.
Very good. Well, do you get a chance to get out to a lot of these types of market opportunities?
Yeah, we try to hit as many as we possibly can. Like everybody, life gets busy once in a while, but we try to get to as many as we possibly can. We've been pretty good about almost hitting every produce in the park so far, so we try to get to as many as we can unless we have some come up or the animals want to change our plans on us.
Sure, sure. Sierra, how important is it to have these types of opportunities at these markets?
Oh, it is like so important, Jim. And I mean, you know, our Produce in the Park has two goals. It's to promote the local food and to build community. And I just love these opportunities because they truly do both. You know, the interaction when people are there to meet the lambs. And really, like Luke said, and you said it too, you know, many people have not even seen lambs and understanding where your food come from, what it looks like. And Luke and Jody have just been excellent at the markets, you know, very friendly, bringing lamb samples of, you know, Euro meat cuts and things like that. They've just been great, and they were the ones who suggested this idea to me, and I just love partnering with this entrepreneurial spirit and bringing that community together.
Very good. Well, in addition to lamb, I know you've got lots of other things, whether it be other meats, produce, other kinds of items and things for folks to see. What types of highlights will we see there?
Yeah, well, one thing I love about the holiday markets is it's always a great time for those desserts, so you're definitely going to see some delicious desserts. You know, we're looking at day before Easter here. We have a lot of, you know, little gift items, home decorations. Bath and body products are really popular right now at the market. So soaps, lotions, sugar scrubs, beard oils, like all these interesting products. And you are also going to see some home plant decorations and things like that as well. So a really good spread. We get a lot of good craft vendors at these markets as well in the holiday season.
Well, Mother's Day is right around the corner, True. So there might be a few gift opportunities there.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And let's not forget Dad. Father's Day is not terribly far down
true,
the road.
That's true.
So you can find things. And that's the thing. We talk about this all the time, but these markets are not just for the ladies.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. And we've worked really hard to make them for families as well. So, you know, I talked a little bit earlier, but we just absolutely love being at the YMCA for these holiday markets. And they always set up the bounce houses. And we're excited to have a couple bounce houses set up again this time. There are going to be a few other craft activities that are available to children as well. And face painting. And face painting is so popular. So, yes, really people of all ages.
Well, you know, I always ask the kids before county fair time about what they had to do to get their animals ready for fair. So, Luke, what do you have to do to get Kit and Kat ready for an event like this?
Well, not near as much as 4-H or FFA kids got to do, that's for sure. They are just being lambs right now, very noisy. They are very vocal being bottle lambs because anytime they hear anything, they think they're going to get fed. So they're always making themselves known, but it's not going to be too much. We will have to just grab them and load them up, and we're going to have a little pen that we're going to bring with us set up. So hopefully we're kind of just going to make a little pen out front, and I'm hoping it kind of works all well to where it's big enough and small enough people can pet them, and they got room to run, and that's really about it. We're gonna bring a little snacks along. I don't know how well they'll cooperate for people. I don't know if they'll eat out of people's hand or not, but we're gonna try. And they are very friendly being bottle babies because they've been fed ever since they were born from a bottle, but they are very vocal. I know that. I don't know how vocal they'll be up there being all new place, but it's not too much on our end. Just kind of got to get them up there and get them nestled in. Let everybody come enjoy them.
It almost sounds like this is their first time out.
It is. It will be their first time leaving the ranch. They did get upgraded here a while back from their spoil. They're kind of locked in the barn, and they got weaned off of milk replacer and kicked out into a big lot, actually, with our replacement that we kept. So they are kind of out running with some others right now, enjoying life and some of their own kind, and just being very, like I said, they're very vocal. They let you know. They know when I come home at the end of the day. I know that.
you know, Luke talking about the lambs, if people do want to see them ahead of the market, you can check out our Facebook page at Produce in the Park. We've got some photos of the lambs. I think my favorite photo is when the lambs are meeting the farm cat. Farm cat is not impressed.
No. I will give Sierra and my wife Jody all the credit on that. They have kept in contact and got all the pictures and everything. I've mostly just made sure they stayed fed and had water, and they have controlled all of that about posting pictures and letting people know that they're coming.
Well, excellent. Well, you know, these types of things are important too, because we talk all the time about how social media and technology has kind of disconnected us from some of the things that we used to connect with. This is a chance for some kids to experience something they may not ever experience otherwise.
Absolutely.
Very good.
Yes.
Well, good opportunity to come out and meet Kit and Kat and to be able to see all the other things. You'll find all the vendor areas set up like always. Any special new ones this time around that you can think of off the top of your head? Or is it a lot of the folks that that people have become very familiar with?
A lot of the folks people have become familiar with, but I would just say almost all of them that people are familiar with. We have a really good lineup.
Good. Excellent. Lots of variety and things to do. So whether you're looking for gift items or some things for around the house, some baked goods, which are pretty popular. We have local honey. We have all kinds of things, meats and eggs and, of course, produce, because it's in the name. Have to have that. So lots of great stuff for you to enjoy. That's at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA here in Atlantic on Saturday, April 4th. That's from 10 a.m. till noon. So it's a kind of a short time for you. Any food vendors at all this time around?
No, like food vendors, like a food truck this time around. Where okay. It's a morning market, but I will say that I am pretty excited about the cinnamon rolls that are going to be sold.
All right, very good. Well, lots of opportunity, and you know, you don't want to spoil your dinner because we got Easter dinner coming up the next day. So pick out all the great items that you're going to be sharing with friends and family for that. And of course, you can't do these types of things without good support.
Absolutely, Jim. I got to give a shout out to our sponsors and our annual sponsors for this year: Greg Young of Atlantic, Cass Health, the Chamber of Atlantic, First Whitney Bank and Trust, City of Atlantic, the YMCA, and Cass County Tourism. No, absolutely.
All right, very good. And we also have to have great vendors like Luke and his family at Hoopy Hollow Ranch, and hope you get a chance to meet Kit and Kat here this Saturday, coming up on Saturday, April 4th. Hey, Luke, thanks for joining us here today. Sierra, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it with both of you. Good luck.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you very much.